Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got a heavy 10 today, and Nevesh Ramdani, I reckon, has been walking around with no umbrella. He's so confident, he's just going, rain, stay away. Good morning, Nevesh.
Good morning to you, Cozzy.
It's the power of positive thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and it has been good. We haven't had much rain. We have had no rain, actually, and still a little bit of cloud about, but there's certainly blue skies in the distance in different directions, so the radar's looking good. I think we'll have a pretty good afternoon. Certainly no rain, and we'll see how the afternoon pans out.
Any breeze or wind around at the moment, Nevesh?
Not much to talk of, no. Mm. So hopefully that picks up as we get into the afternoon. But at the moment, relatively still, and the odd burst of sunshine here and there. But I think it'll just be a partly cloudy day, and as I say, not much rain in the forecast or on the radar, so we should be okay.
All right, the rail's out 5, but the good thing is that track's it's nice and even. You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's a heavy 10, but it's even across, and it should be fine for racing.
Well, that's the main thing. We wish you all the best today, and this will be a good litmus test for it today, won't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. See how it performs. We've had a lot of rain. I think we've had the most rain we've ever had since that track was built, so we'll be, it's a test, and we're learning as well, and we'll see how it gets through the day.
Terrific. Good on you, Nevesh. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sean. You have a good day.
Nevesh Ramdani at Randwick. It's 10 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Paul Joyce joins us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to speak to you on this Wednesday. And, yeah, Nevesh is spot on. I've got the radar open in front of me, and I don't think we'll get any rain. If we do, it'll just be something very light. So the meeting will go ahead, but we need to find some wet trackers.
Too right. Ray Hickson. Morning, Ray.
Good morning, Sean. Morning, Paul. Yeah, nice, as you said to Nevesh, test for the new Kensington track. This is what it was built for, winter racing, heavy tracks. So let's hope everyone gets their chance.
Yeah, Andrew Giorgio from TAB. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning to you, Cozzy, and good morning to Ray and also Paul. Our customers certainly haven't been shy to dive in to this meeting on the Kenzo, despite being heavy, Cozzy. Some really good betting activity in a couple of these races already.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's bounce the ball. The first, we take up the 5, My Fire Phoenix.
Here we go. Roman Wolf at $9.50. Warfare is at $4.60. Mandarigma, $7. Rotator, $2.30. Royal Marine, $7. Zazu, $34. And Lucicello is at $4.80. Rotator, easily the best supported runner here in terms of money held. $2.30 into $2.15. Now back out to $2.30. Outside of that, there has been a move for the one down the bottom, Lucicello, which was accepted for Kembla tomorrow, but it's obviously going to come out there. But today, it's gone 7 into $4.80.
Yeah, looking at the speed map, it's a little bit of a guessing game. We don't have too much data to go off here, but I've got Warfare using that inside gate. Lucicello, probably the key runner, because she led from a wide gate last start, after being ridden quietly at the trials. So she could well go forward today. There's an opportunity to get across outside the leader, I'd say, Ray.
Yeah, interesting little speed picture. I'm with Rotator number 4 with the money horse. So, look, she's obviously got the barrier there to do whichever Glenn Schofield wants to do, whether that be stay out of trouble and go with Warfare or just take that trail. She's got the form on the board. Last start she was beaten at $1.65, where she obviously just stepped that slowly away and the leader got an absolute picnic in front, sprinted home. She ran home well, but was never going to be able to catch him. This is a fifth start. She's run some very good races against some very good horses, as I'm sure a lot of people have talked about leading up to this race. And look, she gets a chance to win. But I don't think it's a gimme. Number 3, Mandarigma, looks very, very promising to me. He also missed the kick on debut at Newcastle over 900 metres and just had to work the entire race. And for him to win running away, he says that he's above average. Obviously, no real guide on the wet track there. Number 1, Roman Wolf, really frightens me. I think as Gary Portelli pointed out this morning, he probably should have gone close to catwalk at Randwick on a heavy track 2 starts ago. He's also come through the rotator race last start where he was out the back and wasn't able to run on. I think the wet track brings him right into it. Number six, Royal Marine, in for fourth. Nice enough trial win on a wet track. Be interesting to see how he goes. And look, that's obviously leaving out horses like Lucicello and Warfare. So it's rotator on top, 4-3-1-6, Paul, but I don't think it's a gimme.
No, look, it's a tricky race. You could, you know, make a case for all of them, really, if you wanted to. I've gone 3, 4, 2, and 8. I'm making a good case for Mandarigma. A, it was a very good win on debut over 900 on a soft track, as you said, Ray. He missed the kick, he recovered, which you don't see too often over 900, and then he really put them away late to win comfortably by a length. Now, it's only a provincial two-year-old race, but the runner-up, Reveal the Magic, came out and won impressively on Saturday. The horse that ran sixth in the race, Elusive Eagles, came out and won. And the horse that's run eighth in the race has come out and won a horse called Head On. So you've had three winners come out of that race already. So there's just a little bit of a form reference there you can rely on. And with natural improvement, the extra distance, Chris Lees gave him a good push this morning as well with Sean. I'm happy to be on Mandarigma here at the good odds. Ahead of the four rotator who come through that strong Saturday form line, Splintex, Enforcement, you've got Exceedance in there as well. Rotator did beat Exceedance home two starts ago. So you could easily see why punters are jumping into her. Warfare, well, he won on a soft track at Gosford. It was only just soft, but at least he won. He beat a horse called Blazing, who's won yesterday. He'll go forward off a soft gate. He'll be there for a long way. And the 8, Lucicello, she's the query runner for me. I'm just not sure long-term if she's best to keep going forward where she does the touch keenly, or are they best to try and get her to settle and hit the line as they were doing in the trials. Either way, she's a lovely moving filly. And when the penny drops, she'll pick up a few races. 3, 4, 2, and 8 for me in the first.
Darren Findell's gone 4 from 8, 3, and 1. 4, 8, 3, 1. Race 2, take out 2 Emergent and 7 Moinda.
Yeah, Covert Operations had real good backing, Cozzy. It's at $3.40. O'Loren at $2.30, and that makes it favourite. Splendid Surprise, $5.50. C'est La Vie, $23. Lilium, $5.50. And Sky Ann is an $8.50 chance. Well, as I said, the toppy here, it's had real good support ever since the market opened. $7 best price now into $3.40. 5 times as popular as the favourite at this point.
Interesting speed map again, because Covert Operation lacks early pace. He's probably the one you can mark settling last. Sky Ann's got the blinkers first time, but she was ridden very quietly in her trial on a heavy track and came from last to win the trial. So even though you'd expect her to go forward, that may not be the case. So then you're left with horses like C'est La Vie and perhaps Splendid Surprise pushing forward, Ray. So again, a little bit up in the air, this speed map.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, smallish field as well. I think the three first starters are the horses that will fight the race out. I had a leaning towards Splendid Surprise, number four, particularly at the slightly better odds. His first trial was quite a good one behind Tony Nacone with Caesar running third. Obviously, Caesar didn't have the blinkers on in that trial. But I thought he stuck with Tony Nacone quite well there. And then the Freedmans took him to Hawkesbury, and he had quite a nice trial where he was strong late, winning over 1,000 metres. I think Paul's right. I think he'll be up on the speed there somewhere. And like I said, I just like that first trial. So I think if he runs up to that, he'll be hard to beat. 3, O'Loren. Nicely bred from the Godolphin, just the one trial, but it was on a soft 7. He trialled okay. Enlighten Me, who won the trial, has won since. So I expect he'll run well. 1, Covert Operation. Getting back may or may not be the right thing on this track. We don't know yet, but the money's there to say that he'll run well. His trials have been okay to me. And number 8, Sky Ann, was beaten 20 lengths last start by Funstar. Went back to the trials, the blinkers went on, and she was a different horse, so I think she'll improve. Whether she can win, I'm not 100% sure there, but in a tricky race, I'll go 4-3-1-8, Paul.
Yeah, another tricky one, isn't it? I've gone 1-8-4-3. I've got Covert Operation on top. Basically, I was going to back him ever since he trialled back on the 23rd of April. It was a real eye-catching trial behind Hostman Supreme. And then he was off the scene. He didn't be seen for almost 2 months, and then he turned up at a trial at Kembla. And once again, he was slow out, last in a small field, but worked home strongly under his own steam. A heavy track, Kensington on debut, not exactly where I thought I'd find him. I'd have to take a short price, but obviously other trial watchers have found him. He looks a very promising horse, and he'll win plenty of races, but Yeah, today heavy, Ken. You've just got to be a little bit careful on first starters here, but he looks the one for me. I thought number 8, Skyanne, will certainly improve. That trial on a heavy track with the blinkers on, as I said, she came from last. She shot past the field and won easily, but she's done that before at the trials. That is, trial well. She's been to the races 3 times and basically finished last every time. So she's a head scratcher for Team Hawks, but if any stable will figure it out, they will. Number 4, Splendid Surprise. He's probably the rock solid, doing everything right at the trials, puts himself in a winning spot sort of horse. And number 3, Allure, and the favourite. I couldn't take him at that price off his only trial on a soft 7. I didn't think he moved through it as well as a few others. So I'll probably leave him out of my top couple. I'll go 1, 8, 4, and 3 in the second.
Darren Findell's gone 1, 3, 6, and 8. 1, 3, 6, 8. Third event, take out 8. Good golly, Miss Solly.
We have $9 for Chapelco. Cyber Intervention is at 6. Randiki is an $18 chance. Watchdog, $3. Vinnie Power, $9.50. Stella Sea Sun is your $2.25 favourite. And No Interest is at $23. Well, guys, this is the quietest race of the day at Randwick, but I can tell you that Chapelco, they had been specking this horse, was double figures at one stage, now into $9, and easily the best supported runner. Interestingly, we can't ride a decent bet for the favourite, Stella Sea Sun, at this point.
Yeah, that's interesting, Andrew. Look, I think this is the first race we can start to really bank on our speed maps being close to the mark. Chapelco should lead from that gate. Hunter's obviously happy to jump on because he's got some Kensington form. Vinnie Power works across and takes the sit right outside Chapelco, and then you've got Watchdog and Stella Sea Sun lobbing into third and fourth respectively. So a speed map we can rely on here, Ray.
Yeah, I think that's right, Paul. Well, I hope some support comes for the favourite. I'm going to stay with Stella Sea Sun. I was on board last start in that Apprentices Rising Star final on the Kensington track a couple of weeks ago, and look, I thought her effort was pretty good. It was a funny run race. They sort of went really slow and then sprinted, and you know, she was run down late, possibly coming back to the 1300 metres suits. Does look to get the nice run and just off the pace. Question mark on the heavy track, although she's a half to Feline, so it was okay in the heavy. So I'll go her way. 4 Watchdog out of the same race. Same sort of thing. It was a strangely run race. He's a very consistent type, probably needs another win, but does get through a reasonable soft track at least. So I'd say he'll be okay on the heavy. 2, Cyber Intervention really frightens me. He's burnt me a couple of times, and that's been when he's been first up, but he's usually run on, and I just thought if something happens and they overdo it here and it's sort of a real hard slog, he's going to be strong late, so I want to keep him safe. I'll put 3 Randiki in for 4th. I reckon he's probably the best wet tracker in the field. He's a bit of odds, and I thought he ran well first up on a good track. Look, I respect the money for Chapelco. I thought his form recently has been only fair, but maybe the wet track brings him back into it. 6, 4, 2, 3, Paul.
Yeah, I've left Chapelco out. I was looking to try and fit him in just because he'll lead them up and he likes the track, but I'm with you. His form just didn't warrant going in. So I've gone 2, 6, 4, 5. I'm with Cyber Intervention. I'm happy to gamble on him here, Ray. I think his trial at Hawkesbury suggested he's very sharp at the moment because he basically bounced in the first 2 and 3 and just stayed there the whole trial. And Jason Collett never got into him. So it was a lovely trial from that respect that he's come back sharp. He went out on such a high. He won 2 of his last 3. One was on a soft 7. He should have nearly won all 3 of them. His only defeat at Warwick Farm, he had no luck. So I love seeing horses go out on a high and come back and trial well. That suggests to me he's in for another big prep. We might be going off a run too early for sure, but we're getting $6 in an open sort of race, and he's the best horse in the race, I think, going forward. So I'll gamble on him to beat the 6 Stella Sea Sun. When you look at a horse that's had 7 starts for 3 wins and 4 placings, Blake's in the saddle. She's going to get the run of the race. You've just got to throw her up there somewhere. The 4 Watchdog, only 2 wins from 15, but 9 placings. Plenty of that on soft tracks. Should get a lovely run under Tommy Berry. He's got to go in. And then you look for your 4th pick, and I came up with Vinnie Power. I think she's got some very good soft track form. She's 4th up from a spell. She'll go forward, and she does respond extremely well for Blake Spriggs. It's an amazing record these two have together. 2, 6, 4, and 5 for me in the 3rd.
And Darren Findell thought 6, 4, 1, 3. 6, 4, 1, 3. Race 4, scratch 2 to Nero. 4 Jazzland, 5 to Willeker. Number 13, Never Been Another, and 15, Perfect Trick.
Yeah, very open affair here, Cozzy, where not a single cent is at $4. Ombudsman is at $7.50. Fuji Fury, $9.50. Star Dome at $11. Carp Fever, $6. No Money, No Honey, $4.60. Liardo at $19. Misty Mountain Hop, $21. Shanghai Patrol, Shangani Patrol, sorry, at $5.50. And Glamrama Girl is at $41. Most of the money today has been for Matty Dale's runner, Shangani Patrol, $9.50 at around about 9 a.m. Now into $5.50, was as much as $12 when the market first opened. Outside of that, not a single cent has been a firmer, $5.50 into $4. And Liardo at the each way odds, currently 19, has had some specking as well.
Yeah, very, very tricky race. We thought the first two were tough. Speed here, very hard to work out who'll lead. I've got Shangani Patrol, perhaps, down in the weights, taking up the running here, basically by default. Liardo could lead, Carp Fever. Stardome's got the blinkers coming off, so I suggest he won't be leading today. But it's one of those races, Ray. Anything can and probably will happen.
Yeah, I think so. I'm with you. I think that Shangani Patrol probably leads by default because it's the only sort of natural rolling front sort of horse in the race. Anyway, I'm going to go with the two Victorian runners here. Not a single cent, number one, coming off the Queensland Derby, where he was right back near the tail in the run and ran on to run sixth behind Mr. Quickie and Bound Declare. Look, he was 100 to 1. He's never seen a heavy track. He's got 61 kilos. But he's been running in open company, stakes races, comes back to a benchmark 70. Yes, the wet track's a query. Out of busking, that makes him half to Happy Clapper. So if he's half as good as Happy Clapper, he should be going okay, and Happy could handle the wet all right. Look, so one on top, not a single cent. Number nine, No Money, No Honey, gets in nicely with the claim for Blake McDougall. Worked its way through the field pretty well at Sandown on a heavy eight last start, so that suggests the wet track won't be any issue there. Number eight, Carp Fever, in for third. This horse is starting to worry me a little bit. I was actually talking to Robbie Dolan earlier on and gave it a bit of a push. Gets in with 54.5. Got the form around Lover Silly, which could be pretty good. And just on Robbie, he only needs one more win to reduce his Metro claim to 1.5, so this could be a good opportunity for him. Number 12, Shangani Patrol, goes in on the map, comes out of the Lover Silly race where he landed sort of third, then got shuffled right out to last, and then picked up a few late to run sixth. So if he can make his own luck up on the pace, he can be there somewhere in the finish. One from 9, 8 and 12, Paul, but hardly super confident.
Yeah, we've got the same four numbers, so maybe we can box up a first four. I've gone 12, 1, 8 and 9. I'm with Shangani Patrol. He maps the best. He looks as though he may be able to dictate terms to suit himself. He's a proven heavy track performer. He's had the two goes on the heavy for a win and a second. And he's proven at 2,400. He's been runner-up twice at the trip. He's won at 2,200. So there's enough there. He's hard fit. Fifth up today. Everything you look for when you're betting on heavy tracks, he sort of ticks the boxes. Number one, not a single cent. If we weren't on a heavy 10, I would have had him on top because he ticks most of the boxes. 8 of his 11 starts have been in stakes races. He's a Group 2 winner, going around in a benchmark 70, and he's coming off a Group 1 race where he's only four lengths behind Mr. Quickie. So you just go and unload on him on a good track, but we're not on a good track. We're on a heavy 10, and he's got to carry 61 kilos through that. So I don't want to back him straight out at $4. I just can't get excited about that. The 8 Carp Fever, he's just so honest, but he struggles to win. He does have Robbie Dolan to do the steering, but Robbie was on last start and he couldn't get him home on that occasion. So I'm starting to think it might be the horse. And number 9, No Money, No Honey. Well, she's down in the weight. She's rock hard fit and she's a proven wet tracker. Yeah, but if I'm betting, which I'm sure I will be, I'll have something on the 12. 12, 1, 8, 9.
8, 9, 12, 1 from Darren Findell. 8, 9, 12, 1, race 5. Take out 3, loved 1, 4, Lady of Shalott, and 6, Orbioneur.
We have Missy Beale at $9.50. I'm Pretty Strong, $4.40. Unguarded is your $2.20 favourite. Black and Tan, $14. Shantou, $10. High Low Bet, $5. One Fire Beach, $8.50. They're playing around the favourite here, guys. Missy Beale was $11 this morning, now into $9.50. Black and Tan, it's had some good specking at the each-way odds. But High Low Bet is the most popular runner at this point?
Yeah, speed in the race. I've just got a big fat question mark, Ray. I don't know if you can help me out. Maybe One Fire Beach leads by default. I know Missy Beale, the intention is to ride her a bit quietly with the blinkers off first up. And then you've got the import. I'm pretty strong for Chris Waller. You'd be surprised if they led on her. But when you look at the others in the field, you definitely can't see any of them leading. So
yeah.
I'll plonk with One Fire Beach to lead.
Probably. Look, this could be a race where it's up to initiative. You know, something jumps well and the jockey takes it upon themselves to take control, because control could well and truly be up for grabs. I don't know what to do here. I was keen on Horbury on her before it was scratched, so I'm left with number 5, Unguarded. Interestingly, the money coming for High-Low Bet, well, Unguarded beat a home by a length and a half or two lengths or something like that last start. And I just can't see any reason why that would turn the tables. So she's been a bit of a gunner horse, Unguarded, recently. She's put 3 placings together. Form around Charitera, last start 3rd to Celis. Was, you know, she kept coming on a soft 6 there. Look, she has had one run. She has had a few goes on a heavy track and not yet placed, but she's hard fit. I think this is the right kind of race. I don't know that I want to rush in at $2.20, but I'll have her on top. Number 2, I'm pretty strong. Really don't know what to do with her as well. Want to be watching the market there. 2 quiet trials. Form in the US has been over a mile or more, but she has handled a soft there. I'm not sure whether it's how that converts to Australia, but I think the market will tell us a bit. Number 8, the money horse so far, High-Low Bet. Will be fitter for that one run, but like I said, I'm not so sure that she can turn the tables on Unguarded with even luck. And number 10, One Fire Beach, in for 4th. 5, 2, 8 and 10, anything goes here, Paul.
Sure does. So I'm 5, 2, 10 and 1. I said last time when I did the preview, it was the last time I'd put Unguarded on top. And look, she just did enough to warrant staying on top. Admittedly, she wasn't. I was the Portbury on her. But
yeah,
with the scratching this morning, I tried to find something to beat Unguarded. I just couldn't. I thought her last start 3rd behind Sellers, she was very close to winning. She'd been supported. She supported again today. She certainly, when you look at heavy track stats, you might balk. 3 starts in heavy, no placings. But you've only got to look at her last run on heavy track. It was a heavy 9 at Hawkesbury. So that's pretty damn heavy. And she ran 4th behind Multaja, Generals and Invicta Salute. Now, if any of those 3 were in this race, they'd be $1.20. So, look, I think she gets her chance, and this will be the last time I put her on top. Number 2, I'm pretty song. Just got to watch betting, watch her on track, see what's going on there. It's hard to get a guide off those trials, as Ray mentioned. The 10-1-5 Beach, she may lead. She may control the tempo with a light weight. She's proven on heavy tracks. She may be get away with this one. And the 1, Missy Beale, she's obviously going to be ridden a bit quietly first up, but there's money for her, and she's better than these when she's right. I'll go 5, 2, 10 and 1.
Darren Fendell went 5, 2, 10, 9. 5, 2, 10, 9. Now, on to the next event, and this is race 6. Here we take out 4 of the Party Girls, 7 Impetuoso, 9 Song and a Prayer.
Echo Gem is at $2.90. Tycoon Street is $6. Celis, $3.90. Positive Peace, $7. Southern Romance, $3.20. Sensacova, $23. Priestess, $41. Great betting stash here, boys, between Echo Gem and Southern Romance. A little over 10 minutes ago, we took a bet of $2,820 at $2.90 for the toppy Echo Gem. Was $3.80 when the market first opened, I will say that. But Southern Romance, in terms of money taken today, it's probably holding slightly more than the toppy at this stage. But between them, they're the only two the punters want.
Yeah, you would have thought Positive Peace would cop some support too, because on the speed map, Echo Gem, she'll try and cross and lead. Positive Peace will probably make her do a touch of work early before taking the trail. And then you've got Southern Romance, who's drawn the tricky gate, but you've got Blake Shin aboard, so you're probably going to end up in the gun spot 3rd trailing the leaders.
I think what happens in the first 200 metres here will be vital to the outcome of this race. I'm assuming the track's playing fairly. I'm with the top weight Echo Gem. I like the fact she's backing up after a run on a wet track last week where she was run down by Miss Steed. Won easily after controlling the race at Canterbury before that. I think if she does get some kind of control here, I know she's got 61, and goes to 1400 metres, but I just like the way it could set up for her. So I'm going to go with One Echo Gem on top. Now, with her on top, I have to go with number 8, Sensacova, as a chance. She ran third when resuming behind Echo Gem about 3 weeks ago. Wet track form's not too bad. And just on that promising first up effort with a bit of fitness, I thought she could go in for second. 3 Celis comes off a wet track win, obviously beating Unguarded last start. So if that form holds up, it strengthens her claims. And number 6, Southern Romance. Look, she did fail on a heavy track last preparation, but her two runs back have been excellent. And she might be ready to go now. So one on top from 8, 3 and 6, Paul.
Yeah, I've gone 6, 5, 3, and 1. I'm just taking a leap of faith with Southern Romance. I was really impressed with that second up win on the Kenzo track. It was a soft 6. Tommy Berry was extremely full of praise when he got off her after winning that race. She won it by 2.5 lengths. And that was on the back of a very good first up run behind This Is So, a horse that's been really sort of working strongly through the grades for Anthony Cummings. So she's come back in terrific form. And what really caught my eye was just the appearance of her. She strolled around the enclosure that day on the Kenzo track and she dwarfed her opposition. She physically stronger, bigger, and she put them away exactly in that style. So I think she can handle a step up in grade from a maiden to a benchmark 70. The heavy track's the little niggle, but with Blake Chin in the saddle and a filly on the up, I'm happy to gamble on her today. Ahead of the 5 positive piece, well, she's a filly who took 3 starts for the penny to drop, and then once it dropped, she's won 3 on the trot. She went out for a spell after winning at Orange. She's come back with Goulburn and Wong, and she's won both of them. She's come from back. She's gone forward. She's done it in all sorts of going. So she's still on the up. The 3 Celes, well, she got through the soft 6 at Warwick Farm to knock over Lilith and Unguarded last start. She came from a seemingly impossible position to do it, so she's a chance again. And the 1 Echo Gem, the only reason I've only got her in for 4th, a couple of negatives jumped out of the page here. She was run down on the Kenzo over 1300 back in May when she led them up. She's jumping from the 1250 to 1400 today, which worries me. And of course, you've got to carry 61 through a genuine heavy track, which always worries me. So I'm going 6, 5, 3, and 1.
Darren Findell went 1, 3, 6, 2, 1, 3, 6, and 2. Race 7, 3 Yulong Emperor comes out along with 9 Litson, 12 Art of Moore, and 13 High Low Bet.
We have $11 for Dalmatia Prince. Monasterio is at 9, Andaz $4.60, Lady of Shalott $3.20, McMahon $12, The Party Girl $4.80, Breakdance at $6.50, Toba Moray $15, and Brum Brum is at $23. Well, Dalmatia Prince, boys, it's had some good specking this morning, $13 into $11. The Party Girl are the most popular runner at this point, 5 into $4.80, and it accounts for around about 33% of the early investment. Outside of that, there has been a move for Breakdance, 9.50 into 6.50.
Yeah, not an easy race to round out a tough day. Speed-wise here, Monasterio and Andaz seem to be the two on paces. McMahon could press forward early. And then you sort of get horses that settle midfield or worse. Dalmatia Prince maybe goes forward just looking at that betting move that Andrew mentioned. But again, not a lot of speed on paper in the last.
Yeah, you may have to go forward from that outside gate. Don't really see any point in dragging back. I don't mind the chances of Breakdance number 8 here. I'm encouraged by the fact that there's been a bit of support for him. Look, the Party Girl went straight past him when they clashed here on the Kensington track a few weeks ago. But I don't know, he was first up. He was out the back from a wide barrier. And he worked home quite nicely, suggesting 1550 is going to be a big plus. He's a heavy track place getter in New Zealand, which is a good sign. He's drawn nicely, might be able to take up a little bit more forward position. And certainly on an each-way basis, I think he'll run well. The Party Girl number 7, well, that was just such an impressive win in a race that was strangely run. It was the same race Stella Sea Sun was in. Look, she'll get back and she'll be running on again. And there'll be probably a party scenes at the Kensington track like there were when she won on that occasion. Number 5, Lady of Shalott in for 3rd. She gets back, runs on. She's starting to worry me that she just does that too often without winning, although she's only had the 10 starts. And number 1, Dalmatia Prince. If they push forward, I think he can give a good sight. He's obviously chased home Kapperjack, his 2 runs back. Each way, number 8 on top from 7, 5 and 1.
Yeah, I've gone 7, 5, 4, and 10 on with the 7, the Party Girl. Can't see any reason to jump off her after that win last start in the Rising Star race, where she overcame a muddling run race. It come from a long way back, and you know she did beat them fair and square. She was $19, but she didn't know her price, and she was just too good for them on that occasion. Robbie Dolan jumps on, so you're getting another apprentice aboard, 2 kilos off. She just, not a lot of speed on paper, but it didn't seem to bother her last start, and she's proven on this track, which is always a plus. So the 7 goes on top of the 5, Lady of Shalott. She's probably got the class form coming into this, a third behind Pandemonium, a third last up behind Pop Girl and Spectre. But she's short enough, and as Ray said, she's making a habit of sort of just missing. Number 4, and as the Grey, well, it'd been a long, long time between drinks for him, but he was back in the winner's circle at Gosford last start, and he'll definitely make use of that soft gate, put himself up on speed, and he gets through this going. And number 10 goes in for 4th, Tobermory. He's a horse that ticks a few boxes. He's a wet tracker, he's down in the weight, he's fit, and he's coming off a last start win on a heavy 10. So if you're looking for a roughie, you could do worse than have something on Tobermory. 7, 5, 4, and 10 for me in the last.
Darren Flindell likes 1 from 785, 1785. His best bet today is race 4, number 8, Carp Fever. Race 4, number 8, Carp Fever. Andrew, what's been best backed?
Well, Cozzy, the best backed runner on the card is definitely Covert Operation. Now, they started backing this horse when the market opened the other day, $7 into $3.40. It's the most popular, but I will also give you Shangani Patrol in race 4 because it's the best mover today, $9.50 into $5.50.
Right, good on you, Andrew. Talk to you through the day.
Cheers, Cozzy.
Andrew Giorgio, Ray, what do you like?
Tough day for a best bet, Sean, but I'm going to go in the last on an each-way basis, Breakdance, race 7, number 8. I think he'll give you a good sight, certainly on an each-way basis, if that $6.50 holds up. But, yeah, not really one to be overconfident today.
All right. Paul, what about yourself?
Yeah, certainly a tricky day, but we'll play anyway. And my best bet is race 6, number 6, Southern Romance. I've just got to trust my eye. I think she's a filly that will go on to much better races. I'm happy to take on the favourite. And you've got Blake Shin to do the steering, who is a jockey on fire at the moment. So we'll go race 6, number 6, Southern Romance, the best of the day.
All right, good on you, Ray. Good on you, Paul. Have a great day. Lots of winners.
Yeah,
thanks,
good luck,
Sean.
Guys.
See you, Ray.